As of Thursday morning, fencing could be seen along Ezra Avenue in preparations for Friday's unsanctioned street party in the University District of Waterloo. Officials could be seen putting the final details of security measures in place Friday morning. City of Waterloo staff have placed new sidewalk closed signs on Ezra Avenue near Albert Street. Stay with at City News Kit for updates. pic.twitter.com/0zi787oin, Brent Cater, at Brent Cater Radio, March 17, 2023. Security guards were seen patrolling the area, with City of Waterloo bylaw staff ticketing vehicles parked near Ezra Avenue. Police cruisers can now be seen around Ezra Avenue, and City of Waterloo bylaw officers are ticketing cars on Bricker Avenue, among other streets surrounding Ezra. At City News Kit, pic.twitter.com/joaki5fm, Brent Cater, at Brent Cater Radio, March 17, 2023. No students were seen on Ezra Avenue or any other surrounding street as of 10 a.m. Friday morning. After 12 p.m., revelers were seen shifting the unsanctioned street gathering to Marshall Street. No students were seen gathering in the middle of the street, but mostly kept to on the sidewalk. Marshall Street in Waterloo is getting busy with Laurier students celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and lots of police are out and about at City News Kit. pic.twitter.com/JB93MTEJ, Brandon Marr, at Brandon City News, March 17, 2023. Wilfrid Laurier University tweeted out a message suggesting that the institution is actively discouraging students attending the unsanctioned street party. Hashtag Laurier actively discourages unsanctioned street gatherings. You should know. There will be parking restrictions, a no-guest policy in residence, and enhanced security personnel. Look out for each other and make smart choices. https://t.co/7u06ndqoig pic.twitter.com/win6qlb3v4. Wilfrid Laurier University, at Laurier, March 17, 2023. The City of Waterloo was encouraging those who wish to celebrate St. Patrick's Day to do so at one of the many pubs and restaurants in the city. It has also announced an overnight parking ban Friday night into Saturday. 1/2, notice. There will be no overnight on-street parking permitted in the McGregor, Albert, Northdale or Uptown neighborhoods today, Friday, March 17, and tomorrow, Saturday, March 18, round pushpin area bordered ordered by Westmount Road, Columbia Street, Weber Street and Herb Street. pic.twitter.com/63WXH0Zija, City of Waterloo, at City Waterloo, March 17, 2023. In the early afternoon, students appeared to have turned out in greater numbers for the festivities, with a sizable presence noted on neighboring Marshall Street. Images shared on social media showed students celebrating in the roadway, seemingly blocking traffic on Marshall in the Regina Street North area of Waterloo. More posts from Marshall Street. At City News Kit, pic.twitter.com/keeksteab, Aaron Anderson, at AaronBailey_A. March 17, 2023. Barriers were then put up on Marshall Street and Brighton Street as more students headed towards the large gathering. Barriers up at Marshall Street and Brighton Street as Laurier students swarm the area for #StPatty'sDay. At City News Kit, pic.twitter.com/Lyle07Eat, Brandon Marr, at Brandon City News, March 17, 2023. The unsanctioned street gathering swelled in size, with partiers spilling onto Regina Street and the surrounding area. Hashtag St. Patrick's Day celebrations grow bigger and bigger at Marshall Street and Regina Street North as Laurier students take over the university district. At City News Kit, pic.twitter.com/Anjip6A, Brandon Marr, at Brandon City News, March 17, 2023.